أعراب have no mercy in their hearts. لا رحمة في قلوبهم. They care less about things. And when they talk, they don't talk as soft as we talk. They are harsh and they are to the point. Whether you like it or not. Swallow it as the way it is or leave it. Take it or leave it. And that's why one of the funny thing is, you know, Imam called Rabi'at al-Ra'i. Rabi'at al-Ra'i, rahimahullah, was one of the imam of Imam Malik. Imam Malik. وَصُمِيَ بِرَبِيعَةِ الرَّأِي لِأَنَّهُ كَانَ يَأْخُذُ بِالرَّأِي بِكَثْرَةِ يكثر من أخذ الرأي. وكان رجل مفوه خطيب عالم. And the man, he was knowledgeable. He was very powerful in his speech. And one day he was giving a talk, a درس. فَأُعْجِبَ بِكَلَامِهِ. I mean, he liked the way he talked. And among the people, كان من بين الناس أعرابي. And at the end of his talk, he said to the A'rabi, Ya A'rabi, ma al-fasahatu indakum? He said to the man, he said, Fasaha, eloquent speech or beautiful speech. He said, how do you consider, what do you consider, how do you measure that? Al-A'rabi qal, qillat al-kalam. He said, if the person speaks to the point, and sure, that's how we, what we consider fasaha. Qala, wa ma al-ayyu indakum? If this is, you know, this is what, then what is a'ay عندكم? An a'ay is a man who cannot talk, he struggles with the talk. قال ما أنت فيه منذ الصباح. He said the struggle that he's been through this morning. And the man thought that he did beautiful, mashallah. So the A'rab, they go to the point, and they say what they want to say, whether you like it or not. And they're very harsh. So Anas with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah, he's wearing this Najraniya, he's wearing this rida. And the Arabi came to him. قَالَ فَجَبَدَ بِرِدَائِهِ. He held him by the overgarment that he was wearing. جَبْدَةً شَدِيدًا. Very strong grip. Very strong. فَنَظَرْتُ إِلَى صَفْحَةِ عَاتِقِ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم وَقَدْ أَثَرَتْ فِيهَا حَاشِيَةِ الرِّدَى مِنْ شِدَّةِ جَذْبَةِ. He said, I looked at the mark at the end of the rida, and I saw that it left marks on the skin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very, very, very light skin, very soft light skin, very clear. That's why when he gets upset, his face used to turn red. His face used to turn red because the Sahaba would know. His face would not hide anything. So when he grabbed in that grip, the trains or that left something on the skin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال ثم قال يا محمد. Then the Arabi said, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, مر لي من مال الله الذي عندك. He said, order them to give me some of the مال Allah that you have. He did not say, Ya Rasulullah, and the Sahaba were not allowed to say, Ya Muhammad, have. He didn't say, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Khalil Allah, Ya Sayyid ibn Adam. He didn't say any of that. Qala Ya Muhammad, murli min malillah alladhi indak. Wa fi riwaya, qay riwayat al-Bukhari, kana Umar radiyallahu anhu bi janibi. Umar was with him. Faqala Ya Rasulullah, da'ni aqta'u unuqa. You know what the language of Umar ibn al-Khattab? It's not a game. He said, Ya Rasulullah, let me cut his head. Radiyallahu anhu, wallahi ummah, today needs Umar. We need Umar bin Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Wallahi, we need him. The kuffar would not play with us if we had Umar, radiyallahu anhu. They would not do this. They would not dare to come close to us. Anything, Umar, he say, Ya Rasulullah, da'ni aqta' unuqah. Let me finish the issue. It is so easy. Let me cut his hair, and this is the end of the issue. Radiyallahu anhu. يعني أعطى عنقه يا رسول الله. And this is the language that he used to use. Anything that he, if anything or anyone displeased Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would just say, Ya Rasulullah, let me have his head. That's it. Let me have his head. But here, they did not mention the story of Umar. But the other narration, the man said, قال يا محمد مرلي من مال الله ليس المال مالك ولا مال أبيك. ماذا دخل الأب والأم في الشأن؟ He said, order them to give me from this wealth. This wealth is not the wealth of your father or your mother. Yeah, and subhanAllah, rajul, shahat, he's begging, and he also had that attitude. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ قَالَ فَالْتَفَتَ إِلَيْهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَضَحِكْ. He looked at the man and he smiled, صلى الله عليه وسلم. ثُمَّ أَمَرَ لَهُ بِعَطَاءٍ. And he said, give him whatever he wants. شوف يا أخي, ابتسامة اشترى بها قلوب العرب. أثر قلوبهم بابتسامة. Beautiful smile. Only he was able to grab the hearts of the Arab. Anyone that would meet Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would not able to sit in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Always smiling. Always. And this, when the Ru'asa al-Arab, when they used to come, they used to shake in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Mahlal, fa'innama ana ibn rajulin, ibn imra'atin ta'akul al-jarida fi Makkah. He said, don't panic. I'm just the son of a woman who used to eat thareed in Mecca, radiyallahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aw qala Abu Hurairah, ma aaba Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ta'aman qad in ashtaha akala wa illa taraka. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ever said anything negative about food. If he likes the food, he will eat. If he doesn't like it, he will just leave. Not like us, mashallah, we have long lists, checklists, the salt is good, enough pepper, mashallah, enough meat, mashallah. If the meat is not enough, okay, X, you did not do good today, and we have a checklist for our wives. No, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if the food is there, he would eat. He likes the food, he would eat. There's no food, he will not eat anything. If he didn't like the food, he would just leave. And that's why Sahaba radiallahu anhu, when they came and they were eating lizard, and then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not touch it. Qala Khalid bin Walid, aharamun huwa ya Rasulallah. Qala la innama ta'ifuhu nafsi. He said, but I won't eat. Wafi riwayah, he said, my people never used to eat this. Then Khalid bin Walid akala. He said, it's not haram, but I don't desire eating. I don't like eating. Or my people would not eat this. So, radiyallahu anhu, Khalid bin Walid did not care how he ate the food. He ate the lizard, and it was not haram. Radiyallahu anhu. Akhir hadith, ya ikhwa. So, inshallah, brother would give us, inshallah, free time, more tea and more coffee. Yaqul Anas, radiyallahu anhu. ما رأيت رجل التقم أذن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فينحي رأسه حتى يكون الرجل هو الذي ينحي رأسه. He said, it was not a single time that a man came to whisper something in the ear of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that Rasulullah moved his head before the man moves his head first. And he would listen to him regardless of what he was saying. If he comes to him, he has to, and the Sahaba had a lot of complaints. And the people used to go to Arab and sit with the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam night and days and nights. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not bother to move his head until the man finished his talk. قال وَمَا رَأَيْتُ رَجُلًا أَخَذَ بِيَدِهِ فَتَرَكَ يَدَهِ حَتَّى يَكُونُ الرَّجُلُ هُوَ الَّذِي يَدَعُ يَدَهُ. And he's saying, I haven't seen any man who shook or took the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Rasulullah dropped his hand before the man leaves the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a sunnah, ya akhi. When someone shakes your hand, then you should not let go before the other person. You should not let go. You should be the first. You should try to be the last person who let her go. When you shake hands, you know, unless you're going with the group, then you should not let the hand go first. And some of the brothers, they may try to practice sunnah, and they all day long they'll be there shaking us, mashallah. You know, you let her go first, you know, you let her go first. This is, you know, but if it's long enough, you should let her go, inshallah. Wallahu a'lam. Qala fi riwayat Tirmidhi, qala kana nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha istaqbalahu ar-rajulu fasafahahu la yanzi'u yadahu min yadi hatta yakunu ar-rajulu alladhi yanzi'u أو ينزع ولا يصرف وجهه عن وجهه حتى يكون الرجل هو الذي يصرفه ولا يرى مقدمة ركبتيه ولا يقدم ولم يرى مقدما ركبتيه بين يدي جليس له. والله يا إخوة, especially for the new Muslims and the brothers who was raised here, it is very important for us to understand the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very important. Because in reality, we don't know akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because we never left America, we still having a lot of problem with behaving like a Muslim. Some of us who accepted Islam, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided them, or they were born here and raised here, and then they came to the masjid, they still don't know the akhlaq of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Little things that we do, or we may do, it may mean a lot to other people. See here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يقول كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا استقبله الرجل فصافحه لا ينزع يده. Number one, if the man shakes the hand of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he will not leave the hand of the man until the man leaves the hand of the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. Number one. Number two, if the man Rasulullah is talking to the person, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم will move, all his body will move to face the person. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will never point his feet towards anyone that is sitting with him. And this is some of the matters that we don't have. Some of the akhlaq we don't have. We like to extend his, you know, feet and relax. No, this is not the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, when sitting with someone, you should face that person with all your face, all your body. When he's sitting with you, you should not point your feet towards the person. وقيل وروي عن إمام أبي حنيفة رحمه الله that a man came to him, رجل قدم إلى إمام أبي حنيفة بزي جميل, beautiful outfit, واللحية كثيفة, and he had a thick beard. And when Abu Hanifa saw the man, and Abu Hanifa had a knee problem, he pulled his knees so the man would not sit, and Abu Hanifa pointing his feet towards the man. Radiyallahu rahimahullah. And then, فسأل الرجل يقول العلماء أنطقه الله الذي أنطق كل شيء. Some people, they may look good from outside, but from inside they are hush, you know, empty. So the man said, يا إمام أو إمام, قال متى نفطر الفطور, قال إذا غربت الشمس. He said, what time we break our fast? قال when the sun sets. قال فإن لم تغرب إلا نصف الليل. شوف الذكاء, فتح الله عليه. He said, what if the sun never sets until midnight? How could the sun set at midnight? You already passed midday, the beginning of the night. فقال أنا لأبا حنيفة أن يمد كلتا قدمي. He said, now it is fitting for Abu Hanifa to point his both feet towards this man, because this man doesn't deserve respect. How can the sun set at the midnight? At midnight, you can't do that. But ya ikhwa, little things that we do, we should not. As a Muslim, we should not do it. Like some etiquette. I was telling my brother Anwar some of the. One of the sisters were invited somewhere, and the sisters invited her to come, and they said, subhanAllah, the sister is leaving, so we should have party, halal party for the sister, so we should cook. The sister came, and everyone, mashallah, was self-service, everyone ate all the food. And they said to the sister, sister, help yourself, if you find any food, find yourself or some. See, our culture, this is not acceptable. In the culture of Muslims, Muslim brothers or the sisters were born in Islam, if you invite someone, you will not touch the food until that person comes and he eats first. You feed the person first. You don't jump into the things. This little akhlaq that we have, Islamic akhlaq, we need to learn by reading the adab of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Akhlaq al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise things will be a mess and we will not be able to live our life as a Muslims. And the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, also after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they tried to implement whatever they learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Umar radiyallahu anhu, he came with a new concept, and the concept was none of the Sahaba should leave Medina. The Huffaz should stay inside the Medina. The Ulama should stay inside the Medina. Only few of the Sahaba were allowed to move out of Medina or to go in jihad and come back. Why? Because he needed their advice, he needed their ilm, he needed these people next to him. And that's why when Uthman radiallahu anhu became Khalifa, he allowed them. Then the Sahaba left Medina. At the time of Umar, no one was allowed to move inside of Medina. No non-Muslims were allowed to move inside of Medina. And that's why the man who killed Umar bin Khattab, Al-Majusi, Abu Lu'ad Al-Majusi, alayhi min Allahi ma yastahiq, was a slave of Al-Mughirah ibn Shu'bah. Al-Mughirah. And the man had so many skills. And Umar said, I don't want any kafir in Medina. And Mughira said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, let this man teach the Muslims the skills that he knows. Then we will kick him out of Medina. Subhanallah. And that was the man who killed Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu. One of the things that he used to do, in his presence, the only people were allowed to be with him were the Huffaz of the Quran. If you hafiz, whether you're young or old, you would sit with Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu. If you're not hafiz, then you will not be sitting with Rasulullah, with Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu. If you are among the early muhajirin, then you are allowed to come to Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu. And that's why Abu Sufyan used to get mad and upset when he comes to Umar bin Khattab and asks for permission. And then, what time is the Maghrib here? 8:30. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Your time has a lot of barakah, MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. Huh? What time we should stop? 7:30? 7:40, inshaAllah. Ish kunta aqul ya akhwa? Where was I? Huh? نعم وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان. عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه أبا سفيان used to get mad and upset because عمر بن الخطاب would not allow him to walk into his garden easily. Even though عمر بن الخطاب and أبي سفيان was one of the chiefs of the Quraysh. And when أبو سفيان and أبا بكر and the hadith is صحيح and أبا بكر رضي الله عنه walked by صهيب وسلمان الفارسي وبلال فقال ما أخذت سيوف الله حقها من عدو الله. And he's a Muslim. ما أخذت سيوف الله حقها من عدو الله. He said the sword of Allah did not take its right from the enemies of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. قال أتقولون هذا عن شيخ القريش وسيدها. So are you saying this about the Sheikh, the chief of the Quraysh and their master? فذهب أبا بكر رضي الله عنه إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأخبره. He told what happened. قال يا أبا بكر لعلك أغضبتهم والله الذي لا إله إلا هو إن أغضبتهم فقد أغضبت ربك. He said maybe you make them angry, maybe you upset these people. Indeed by Allah, if you made them angry, indeed you made your Lord angry at you. Subhanallah. The people who used to be a slave, not known, not be respected in the sight of Allah, if they get angry at Abu Bakr, Allah would be angry with Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, man huwa Abu Bakr as-Siddiq? Radiyallahu anhu. Abu Sufyan, he would come to meet Umar bin Khattab. Umar bin Khattab would say, keep him outside, inshaAllah. And then Bilal or Suhaib, or both of them would come and they say, يستأذنك بلال أو صهيب فيقول أأذنوا له الويح أأذنوا له. Allow him to walk into the place. And Abu Sufyan, he say, what about me? I'm the chief of the Quraysh and I've been long enough and I used to slave these people and now they're in before me. But Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, used to respect the people of Quran and Ilm. Here one of the son of Abdullah ibn Abbas قال رضي الله عنهما قال قدم عيينة بن حصن بن حذيفة فنزل على ابن أخيه الحر بن قيس. A man by the name of Uyayna came to Medina, and he came to his and his he came as a guest on his nephew Al-Hurr bin Qais. وكان من النفر الذين يدنيهم عمر. And Al-Hurr, this young man, is one of the people that Umar used to bring them close to him. وكان القراء أصحاب مجالس عمر ومشاورته ومشاورته رضي الله عنه. And he said the people of the Quran are the people who used to be close to Umar and the people that he used to seek their advices. كهولا كانوا أو شبانا, whether they're old or young. فقال عيينة لابن أخيه, the man who came out of town, عيينة, said to Al-Hurr, to his nephew, قال استأذن لك, قال استأذن لي هذا الأمير. He said, ask this Amir to allow me to see him and talk to him. قال سأستأذن لك علي. He said, I will do that. قال ابن عباس فاستأذن الحر لعيينة فأذن له. ابن عباس said, الحر asked the permission for عيينة and the permission was granted. فأذن له عمر فلما دخل عليه قال, the man said to عمر when he entered, يا ابن ابن الخطاب فوالله ما تعطينا الجزلة ولا تحكم بين بالعدل. He said, والله, you don't give us anything and you don't rule between us with just. عمر بن الخطاب is a ظالم رضي الله عنه. وكان عمر بن الخطاب عن الحق وكان لا يرضى أن يظلم أحد أحد وحتى ولو كان المظلوم عمر. قال فغضب عمر, and you know عمر رضي الله عنه, he got upset حتى هم به until he wanted to hit this man. فقال له الحر, الحر said to عمر, يا أمير المؤمنين إن الله تعالى قال للنبي, Allah said to his messenger, خذ العفو, accept their apology, pardon, وأمر بالمعروف, and order or command that which is good, وأعرض عن الجاهلين, and reject and avoid the جاهلين, the ignorant ones. قال وإن هذا من الجاهلين, and this man is from one of the جاهلين. قال والله ما جاوزها عمر حين تلاها علي. He said, والله, عمر did not move anything after the ayah was recited to him رضي الله عنه. وكان وقافا عند كتاب الله, and عمر بن الخطاب used to establish the limits of Allah, of the kitab, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now look at the difference, ya ikhwa. Umar, his bitana, the people around him are the qurra, the huffaz, the ulama. But compare that with the nowadays people. Who do we have? They have all the evil people around, the illa ma rahima rabbuk. They have the people that will mislead them. And ya ikhwa, if Allah wants khair for an ameer, he will give him a bitana salih, will give him a group that is righteous. Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiyallahu anhu, kana lahu, he had a man. This man, his only job that Umar bin Abdul Aziz gave him, this man is, qala yabna muhajir, and his name used to be Umar bin Muhajir. Qala yabna muhajir, idha ra'aytani dhalaltu tariqa, فخذ بمجامع ثوبي وقل اتق الله يا ابن عبد العزيز فإنك ستموت. سبحان الله. His job was, he said, ابن مهاجر, your job is when you see me when to stray from the path of this deen, hold me strong, grab my thawb and tell me, remind me and say اتق الله في الله, you are going to die. See, al-bitanat al-salihah. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, he used to say, come and let us sit and remember Allah. Or come and let us sit and increase iman. Come and let us sit and remember akhirah. When Umar bin Abdul Aziz used to cry and weep, subhanallah. And Umar ibn Abdul Aziz lost so much weight that his izar used to fall from his waist. And his Fatima, his zawj, qalat, wallahi, he said, from the day that he was announced to be Amir al-Mu'mineen, ma nama ma, he said, we never ever slept on the same bed with him. From day one. Subhanallah. And now, our umara, our ru'asa, وَلِلَّهِ الْمُشْتَكَى هُمْ آخِرْ سَدَّمْ حُسَيْن شَعْبَ عِرَاهَ كُلُّ. They were all destroyed. And he's living in his palace and he's saying, MashaAllah, I'm in a good health. The chicken in Iraq, the people cannot buy a single chicken. And he's eating roast beef every day. The children in Iraq are dying out of hunger. But he's living in his palace. SubhanAllah. And America. This kuffar, qatalahumullah, they did this game so they can destroy the Muslim nation. They allow him to be in Kuwait because there was a game behind it. And they always said, we were going to bomb these people because we want Saddam. They don't want Saddam. If they want Saddam, they will send two people to take care of him. They don't want him. They want to destroy the Muslim nation. Before Iraq went to Kuwait, Iraq was one of the most powerful Muslim countries. And read about the American history, Yaakhi. 20 years before Iraq entered Kuwait, they were teaching their intelligence, they were teaching their people that we need to have base in the Middle East. And the way we can have base is we need a big country to overtake a small country. And they used to use Kuwait and Iraq as an example. And say, like if Iraq attacks Kuwait, then we can join, we can be there and help them. It is all being planned. Oh, Allah was just a game. It's just a game. So if they want Saddam, they will get it. No doubt. If they want this poor person, poor Muslim in Afghanistan, if they want him, they will get it. They don't want him. They're not after individuals. They're after La ilaha illallah. They're not after a state and country, they aren't after any state that practices Islam. They're after that. And then we say, SubhanAllah, you know, maybe he did it. Maybe he didn't do it. A man calling from a cave. Cave, ya ikhwa. And we say he must mastermind this. And out of cave, he was able to destroy America. Allahu Akbar. SubhanAllah. And them with their technology, and they say, I can read the serial with a dollar, wherever you are, but we could not find this man. You know, there was an article called saying, Bush saying, preaching to the fools. Everyone's fool, everyone's unintelligent. He brainwashed them, he talks to them, he's preaching to them, and they're just taking. So SubhanAllah, our umara are some point at the other side of the fence and Islam. Illa ma rahim rabbuk, except the few that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected and chose them out of the infinite mercy. Yaqul, last, and this is inshallah the last nasiha before the fawaid. Qala Ali radiyallahu an, husn al-khuluq fi thalath khisal. Husn al-khuluq that we're all talking about for the past two talks. Qad, you can put it in three khisals. One, ijtinab al-maharim. You avoid everything that Allah made haram. That's number one. Number two, wa talab al-halal. You run after the halal. Don't not after haram. Qala wa thalatha wa tawasi'atun al-iyad. Wa tawasi'atun al-iyad. And he said that you are more open, you're more giving towards your iyal, and that means your children and your wife, and having more children is part of this deen, part of the sunnah. Not according to the kuffar, they say, well, you should limit, you know, with the boy, American style is having boy and girl with the white house, the white fence, and you know, you walk your dogs every morning. And he said, you know, America, live like American. Now the fawaid, one of the fawaid, ya ikhwa, حسن الخلق من أفضل ما يقرب العبد إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى. حسن الخلق is one of the things that would bring you close to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Second, حسن الخلق العبد إذا أحسن العبد خلقه مع الناس أحبه الله والناس. If your خلق is good with the people, Allah will love you and people also will love you. And there's a lot, there's 16 points that the Shaykh mentioned here, or the book that I collected information, some of the books. So inshallah, that should be enough, because I think everyone smells the food and they want to go and eat. And inshallah, Subhanaka Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Izzati Amma Yusufun, wa Salamun ala al-Mursaleen, walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.